Welcome to Getting Real with Real Estate with Danielle Kempf and Jim Kempf, St. Louis's favorite father-daughter real estate team. Your source of real estate information in the greater St. Louis area.
All right. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, America.
Hello, America.
I stole your line.
You did steal my line.
I did. How's it going out there today?
It's going okay.
What does that mean?
Oh, you know. You're going to make me say it, aren't you?
I am going to make you say
it. You're going to let me say it.
I'm going to let you say it.
So to everybody out there, I after like 15 years of having the same email address, I have to change my email address.
That's so annoying.
It's making me lose my hair.
And you have a deadline for that too, don't you?
There's deadlines for all these things, yes.
There's deadlines for everything.
Must change my email deadline. And today we're going to talk about deadlines as it relates to
real estate
and like offer deadlines, mm-hmm. Right? It's kind of what we're talking. Everybody, I think, knows about those. We've seen them for last 4 years
or
so.
Yeah, exactly. You've probably heard about them at some point or another.
We thought they were going away.
Guess what? They're back.
Kind of thinking they're coming back.
We think they might be.
But before we get too far, we have to, I guess we don't technically have a joke today.
It's kind of a joke.
Is it kind of a joke?
It's kind of a joke.
Well, let's hear it. Danielle's got something funny for us to start off the show.
So it's comforting to know that the U.S. government works the same way as college students when it comes to deadlines.
Yeah, how's that?
They both wait until the last minute, then get an extension. And as a former college student, I can relate to that just a little bit.
Yeah. Don't get me started on the U.S. government. I love them. We had an interesting speaker at our meeting today. Talked about taxes too. There's deadlines too, folks.
There's a deadline coming up pretty soon.
That is coming up there, folks.
April 15th,
you got a couple months.
Everyone.
Yep. So let's get on it.
All right.
So, but we digress. Let's talk about
offer deadlines.
Yeah.
And what is it, Jim? What's an offer deadline?
So that is essentially when a seller decides that they want to look at any and all offers over maybe a given time period at one time. So like, mm-hmm. let's say typically, right, it's on the weekends, right?
Yeah.
So somebody lists their house on Thursday, whatever, and they say, hey, I'm going to accept offers or
I'm going to allow showings throughout the weekend.
Yeah, I'll allow showings all weekend. And then if you want to make an offer, make it by Monday at noon or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'll look at them Monday night or something along those
lines.
Is typically kind of what mm-hmm. that is. Mm-hmm. So,
can I give a caveat to that though?
A caveat.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Was that just a big word to use?
That is a big word.
Do you know what it means?
Don't ask me. I mean,
I don't have my you're not a dictionary.
Handy, but I know what a caveat is. So what is it? What's that?
So the caveat to that, you know, when as listing agents, and even for this point, we say that all offers are going to be reviewed at the same time. However, the code of ethics for us, the National Association has a code of ethics that all realtors have to abide by.
That's correct.
We as listing agents, so in Standard of Practice 1.6,
okay.
I did my homework, mm-hmm. realtors shall submit offers and counteroffers objectively and as quickly as possible.
Okay.
So what that means is even though, you know, a seller says that they're reviewing offers at Monday at 5 p.m.
If I get it at Saturday morning at 10 a.m.,
we have to send it to our seller
correct.
As soon as we can.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think something kind of funny with that, too, is, you know, we've had buyers who see a property that's under contract, and sometimes they just accidentally send it to us because they don't realize it's already under contract.
Mm-hmm.
But if that buyer wanted to submit an offer, we as the listing agents still have to present any counteroffers up until closing. So imagine
right.
sitting at the closing table and like someone just sends you a random email with an offer.
By the way, Mr. Seller.
Here's another offer.
You're offering
and
house.
What if it's better than the one that they have?
Too late. You're under contract. That's why
you're
they call
closing
it a,
table.
That's why they call it a contract, folks.
Exactly.
It's a legally binding agreement. So
I just thought that was a little fun.
Yeah.
Like tidbits to add for people out there because I don't think people know that if you wanted to submit an offer on a property under contract, while I don't really advise it most of the time, we can do it.
Yeah, I mean, every now and again, somebody will have a kick-out clause.
Yeah.
But that's very
or you do like a backup contract or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's digressing.
Yeah, kind of few and far between there, but that's
do you want to say the other part to that caveat of offer deadlines?
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you if you want to. Okay. So even though, you know, we're just going to stick with the example of the Monday at 5 p.m. is, you know, when offers are due and say we're meeting with our seller at like 6 p.m. that same evening. Mm-hmm. To your example, if someone sends an offer at Saturday at 10 a.m., mm-hmm. and what if it just knocks the seller's socks off?
Well, they can take it if they want to.
They can accept it at any time if they want to.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, the seller always has the option, right? It's mm-hmm. It's their transaction. It's their house. They're the boss in that
they're
situation.
They're the boss of us, yeah.
So and you see that sometimes, and it makes clients mad as hell. Because, you know, they, hey, I thought we had till Sunday, you know, whatever, to look at that house, and then it's under contract on Saturday. But, you know, what I usually tell my clients in that case is the seller got such an offer that's probably so crazy good that, honestly, we probably wouldn't have competed with it anyway.
I've told my clients that, right? too.
Because it's, you know, it's probably somebody who's just throwing, you know,
silly money, no contingencies.
Right, and they're just not being smart. But they really want it. That's how you get it, mm-hmm. and people do it. So,
yeah.
But you know, for our clients that, you know, get kind of upset about that, it's just, hey, you know.
There's going to be another one.
Yeah, wasn't the right house anyway.
Exactly.
That's kind of what I tell them.
That's kind of what I tell them, too. And honestly, like, to your point, if it's that good of an offer on Saturday, it's probably still going to be that good of an offer on Monday.
Yeah. And but
every once in a while, they get beat out.
Yeah, and I mean, here, if somebody is going to send an offer like that to mm-hmm. a seller, they might say, hey, I need to know by whatever.
Oh, but yeah. Sometimes they try and push the date. Yeah, they push the deadline.
Which I would do if I did
something. Oh, yeah. Agreed.
So, so let's talk. I mean, there's pros and cons to doing that, mm-hmm. right? Anytime you list a house, you know, and I would probably say we don't like them any more than anybody else does, really, but it's just a fact of the matter that you do them in a lot of cases. It has kind of subsided over the last 6 months, maybe? You know,
I would say back in 2023 when the interest rates rose, that knocked it out. But then also, like, that was already after, like, the spring and summer selling seasons when, like, you know, kids are back in school. You're starting to get in October, November, December, all those holidays.
Yep.
Typically, we don't see, I feel like I see as many offer deadlines during, like, the winter months as I do that spring and summer when everyone's out looking, buying, and selling.
That's probably a fair statement, yeah.
I mean, occasionally you do. If it's the right house, you know, the perfect house, right price, right pictures, right condition, great mm-hmm. location.
Yeah.
All that sort of thing. Then, yeah, maybe if it's that perfect house. But I feel like we see it just more so spring and summertime.
That's probably a fair statement. I would probably tend to be on board with you there.
Okay.
So let's talk a little pros and cons, I guess. Huh?
Okay. Are we going to go from buyer side or seller side?
Let's say from the seller.
From the seller side. Because it's their decision to do it anyway.
Yes. Right. So, I mean, they're going to kind of call that deal. Mm-hmm. So, I think the obvious thing is they get to compare, right? They get to compare everybody's offer, right?
I mean, at the same time.
If you get a handful, whatever.
Yeah.
They have the luxury, I think, right, of just kind of sifting through the best of the best, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right, mm-hmm. and just kind of
taking the cleanest offer that they can find.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the biggest part of it.
We're completely agreed.
You know, for the seller, mm-hmm. I think when buyers get in a situation where they know it's going to be competitive, they got to put their best foot forward, and we may be talking about that later. But so the seller knows usually, right, that's. These offers are as good as they're going to get.
Yes, would agree.
So, you know, like from our standpoint, too, I think usually there's not
a buyer's agent or a listing agent.
As a listing agent.
Okay.
There's not a lot of countering and stuff like that. You don't typically have to when you do have a house that has a deadline and you actually get a bunch of offers because, you know, you're getting the best of the best, right?
Agreed.
That's kind of my thing.
No, completely agreed with you there. And, you know, what's the one saying? It's like, the one in the hand or the
one in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Yeah. So I guess maybe that kind of goes against it. But I mean, if you have one offer in hand from like a seller's point of view, that kind of creates like the urgency with it. Maybe not.
Well, I'm not following you there.
So if you have an offer deadline, you know, you might get that great offer on Saturday and maybe this doesn't quite go with the saying or anything. But then if you get two more over the weekend, you get to compare them all rather than doing that
one in a hand,
two in a bush type saying with a what? What is it? What's the saying?
It's a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. So
a bird in the hand.
I think what you're saying, and you're 100% right. Like in a normal situation, right, when mm-hmm. you get an offer, if you do not have a deadline, right, and I'm yeah. a seller, I got yep. my house on the market, and I get this offer, and it says, hey, it's Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. I get this offer. They want to know by 5 o'clock tonight if I'm taking it or not. And I'm thinking to myself, well, there's an open house tomorrow, and what if somebody else comes? I got a showing or two scheduled, and I might get a couple other offers, mm-hmm. but now I got to make that decision today.
Yeah.
So I think from the seller's perspective, not having the deadline, you're kind of feel a little more rushed to take mm-hmm. that offer. But your point is that you know, Mr. or Mrs. Seller, if you got an offer in your hand. That don't look at what I might get, or maybe that showing mm-hmm. tomorrow will get me an. You know, you got something to deal with right there. That you need to make a decision on. So
yeah,
that makes perfect sense. The old bird in hand.
Yeah, and then what happens? I guess
it took us a while to get
it. That was a very roundabout way, but that was my fault too.
That's all right.
But like, what happens if that house gets no offers? Then what happens?
Well, if it gets none, I mean. You just go
the next week.
You just go on. You take, you know, usually so like for our perspective as a listing agent, mm-hmm. we put some comments in the MLS that offers are due, right, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. But if you go past that and you didn't get an offer, it's just business as usual going
Agreed.
Forward.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you do what you're going to continue to do. You schedule more open houses. You just continue to market that property and you just go, you know, like you never had it.
Exactly.
That's what I would do. I mean, there's no reason to be – You know, sometimes not every house sells the first weekend on the market. I mean, and that's not a bad thing necessarily.
No, it's not.
So, if you're a seller and you're in that situation, don't stress about it. But it sure is nice to be a seller and have a stack of, you know, 8 or 10 offers on Sunday or Monday afternoon to go over with your agent.
No, as a listing agent, I do not want 8 offers to compare. That's way too many. Give me like 4 to 5 offers. That's a good amount. 8 is like too many. Okay, so here's another fun question. What, you know, buy side or sell side, what is the most amount of offers that you have seen a home receive?
The most I ever remember being up against, I think it was 22.
Oh, I was going to say like 12, I think, was my highest. 22 offers. Yep. But like imagine being that poor seller and listing agent trying to figure out how do you compare 22 offers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's hard.
It's hard.
It can be hard. I mean,
and then you're really taking the best of the best of the best.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Even like, you know, when I said 8 or 10, if you have 10, it seems usually what happens in our experience mm-hmm. is let's say you got 10, you're always going to have maybe 2 or so that are just not worth even looking at.
Yeah.
Right? So those usually fall off the bottom, 2 or 3.
Get thrown on the floor.
Right? And then you're going to have probably another, you'll have, maybe 5 that are all kind of pretty close, but maybe not, you know, pretty close to your list or pretty, you know, a little over.
Yeah,
pretty
good offers.
Pretty good, relatively solid offers. Mm-hmm. You're going to have 4 or 5 of those, and then you're going to have a couple that just stand way out. That's the way I usually see it.
That's fair.
So in most cases, when we do go over them with the seller, you're really not looking at 10.
Mm,
I mean,
fair.
You are, but you're not. You're kind of, you know, you can weed out some of them pretty quickly.
Yes.
And then you go toward the ones with the, it's the highest dollar and best terms.
Cleanest offer.
Cleanest stuff. So that's what you do.
I hate hearing that. So, I just want cleanest and best. What's the seller looking for? Cleanest and best.
That's
Doesn't everybody want that?
Yeah. So what's kind of one of the cons to a seller having an offer deadline? What do you think is like a negative? Is there any negatives?
I think there are a few negatives.
There's a couple.
There's a few negatives.
What's your first one?
I think the first one is like sometimes you scare buyers away.
That's 100%
with
right.
that, because whether they're a first-time home buyer, maybe, and they were in the market last year and went through this whole situation. Sometimes people just don't want to go up against multiple people and get in that rat race.
Yeah, that's
plain and simple.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And I've, well, it happened over the weekend, just quite honestly. We made that decision, some buyers of ours.
Oh, not to write.
Not to write.
See, and then I had the opposite where I had some buyers and there is an offer deadline and they wrote.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it depends on the house too.
Yeah.
And I think also going with the house, and maybe this is just more so the market today. So we're early 2024, Q1 right now. You know, 2022, 2023. 2020, 2021, even like the last three, four years, sellers could push the price. You know, my neighbor sold at 215. Mm-hmm. I'm going to list at 225 because I know it'll go for that or it'll appraise for that. Mm-hmm. In today's market, sellers can't really push the price that way and expect an offer deadline anymore.
That's the surest way to sit on the market.
That is the surest way to sit on the market. So, I was saying earlier, if you have that perfect listing with the right price, right picks, right location, right everything, then you can maybe discuss that with your agent about doing an offer deadline. But if you're saying, I want to list my home 10 grand over and I'm expecting 15% over that because of competition, slow your roll right there. That's not today's market. Back in 2022, 2021, I think that would have flown.
I think it all comes down.
2024 right now.
Yeah, it all comes down to price. In the end,
everything comes down to price.
When you really peel that onion back, everything comes down to price in the end. So you do have to be right on the money when you list a house these days. I totally agree with you. I see houses where, you know, sellers try to get way too much money.
I love the offer deadlines from like 30 days ago, and the seller or the listing agent just hasn't changed the remarks. It still says offer deadline first weekend. I was like, oh shoot, and I'm like, oh wait, that was about a month ago.
That was a month ago. Yeah. I guess maybe the only, and we had a weekend this past weekend that was jam packed with activities, including Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So we talk, you know, maybe sometimes weekend, you know, I guess
it holiday really, weekends, maybe.
Yeah, sometimes that might impact your decision as to whether to put a listing deadline.
Yeah,
or
that's fair.
An offer deadline on a listing. I think, but you just kind of have to look at that stuff before you list a house anyway.
Agreed. It's not like closing date and stuff like that. Like, you're probably not going to list a home on like Easter weekend. We've done it. We've done that.
It was, matter of fact, we sold it that weekend too. But
we did.
But
I think the only group that came through.
Yeah, but to your point, that I remember that Easter Sunday
we didn't get
anybody at open house.
We ate a lot of Reese's Easter eggs
for sure. We did that. All right, let's. So I'm a buyer now. Yeah,
yep,
let's flip on to the buyer hats here and let's. What's one of the good things, I guess, if you're looking at a house and you'd see that it has an offer deadline, what's one of the benefits, I guess, to you?
You kind of have time to think about it because, I mean, you know, if you see that there's an offer deadline, you look at that house Thursday, Friday, you know there's an offer deadline Sunday, Monday. You have a few days to get into the house.
You don't necessarily
You can shop
have to
around.
Rush.
You can do all your showings. You can schedule multiple showings if there's a bunch in your area.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of it. You get a little bit more time with
I totally agree with that. I mean, because otherwise you feel
always.
Like...
Not always. But here, we'll go with the good of it.
Well, yeah, I know where you're going. But yeah, I mean, it does give you at least the opportunity to take your time, get in on a showing. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, like, hey, I saw it on Thursday at noon. I got to be there at 2.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, so you know you have a little time. You can see it over the weekend. You can see it on Saturday or Sunday. You know, we work with a lot of first-time home buyers. Sometimes they want to bring mom and dad in if they find a house they like. So maybe it does allow
you. Or even
like
a second showing sometimes.
Yeah.
You can squeeze that in there.
Yeah, it allows you that opportunity. So I think you're right. You don't maybe feel as rushed about things, which is a good thing for the buyer.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, though, in most cases, you know you're going to get some competition.
Yeah, you're going to get some competition.
So nobody, you know, you don't really like that too much as a buyer.
Unfortunately not.
But, you know.
And there's also, I don't want to say there's not underbidding in multiple offer situations, but the likelihood of a seller, it kind of depends. Well, I mean, like if it's cash, super clean, 14-day close, and it's under list and you don't have to worry about like the loan contingency, sure, then like underbidding is okay. But, you know, typically speaking, if you're getting a loan, I don't care if you're a first-time home buyer, second-time home buyer, downsizing, whatnot, if you know there's going to be multiple offers, the likelihood of the seller accepting an offer under list price probably drops substantially.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Again, like if that. You know, if you just have that perfect offer, maybe your cash or something like that, well, if your other terms work.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, so from a buyer, again, buyer's perspective, that's maybe a little bit of a negative. It obviously is a negative.
Yeah, okay, sorry. But we're still on negatives.
They got to put their best foot forward.
They do.
When they make their offer. Mm-hmm. They can't, yeah, right. You can't go, oh, well, I'm going to, you know, let's see if I can get it for this, because if there's
not
competition,
there's not
going to, yeah, they're not going to come back to you and say, oh, well, if you raise your offer to, you know, mm-hmm. then I'll maybe sell it to you. But yeah. they're going to find somebody, the seller will find somebody else. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. so yeah, I think your ability to negotiate on things like price, closing cost credits, those kind of things definitely goes away to some degree when yeah. you're a buyer on a house that has
multiple offers.
Deadline for offers, yeah. whatever. So I think you get that for sure. And then, you know, obviously we talked about it earlier, but sometimes that house goes under contract before you even ever get to write your offer.
Or even get in for a showing.
But again, you know, in most cases, guys, if that happens to you as you're out, if you're out there, you know, looking for houses now and you've mm-hmm. had that happen to you, just honestly, you probably weren't going to get that house anyway, because somebody probably somebody probably threw some stupid money at it, and,
yeah.
you know, it's just hard to compete. So
it really is.
You know, you can't beat yourself up too bad about that.
No, fair. And kind of towards that point, you never know what anyone else is going to offer. If we had that crystal ball, we would be top producing agents in St. Louis, in the country. We are, but we'd be like the top. If we had like that crystal ball that said, this other offered XYZ.
We'd have every buyer in town.
We'd have every buyer, every seller. But with that, one of the pros is sometimes, not all the times, but sometimes if you're a buyer's agent, sometimes you can get a feel for what the other offers might be when you talk to that listing agent. Because, I know the two of us, before we ever submit an offer, we call the listing agent, ask what's important to the seller, kind of get some info, get some background on them.
Yeah.
And sometimes if they have offer in hand,
you got to ask the right questions.
You got to ask the right questions. And sometimes you can get just a little bit of info. And you can gear your buyer's offer just kind of off that information that you have.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, it's not like we ever ask a listing agent to tell us something they're not supposed to tell us.
Well, they can't tell us that anyway.
Right, but I'm just saying it depends that the relationship you have with the agent on the other side is important.
Yes.
And the discussions that you have when you're writing an offer for a buyer, the discussions you have with that agent, yeah, sometimes you can pick up a little tip here and there that kind of guides you as to where you think you need to be on your offer to help your client, you know, as best they can, you know, win that deal. Because that's the name of the game. I mean, you know, in a situation like this, you know, it's not just people, you know, it's not just, hey, let's write an offer. You want to get somebody the house they love.
Agreed.
That's the
thing.
So.
But also to the point with that, you don't want, as buyer's agent, we don't want our buyer to feel like they overpaid for the home, or if they didn't get their offer accepted, that they didn't go high enough in their offer.
Oh, right.
It's a tricky line for like a buyer to go in for a multiple offer situation. It's like, you know, if I get it, I don't want to regret it. But if I don't get it, how do I also not regret it? It's a silver line.
And that's a question we can't answer for somebody.
We can't answer for guys.
Right? Because it's not our money that's being spent. That's the deal.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's not. So, because people, you talked about earlier, people ask us that all the time. Well, what should I offer? What should I offer?
You know, I don't know, guys.
My crystal ball is no better than the next guy's.
Exactly.
On that one. So you're right. I think our listeners do just have to, you know, make informed decisions and approach those deadlines strategically like we try to do every time. Mm-hmm. And,
it's going to depend case by case, house by house, whether buying or selling, both ends of it. It's really going to be case by case for you.
Yep.
If an offer deadline's the right decision or not.
Yeah, right on. Okay. All right. Well,
I think that's a fun wrap up.
Yeah, I think so. So I would just tell all the folks out there, whether you're buying or selling, boy, we'd sure love an opportunity to chat with you and figure out how we can help you
win
the right house as a buyer, or, you know, for as a seller, get that house sold.
And get that right offer.
Fastest time and the shortest time and the most money and all that good stuff.
All the good stuff. Cleanest offer.
We'd love to have that conversation. So feel free to reach out to us at any time.
Give us a call if you guys need any help.
All right.
We'll talk next time.
See you next time.
You've been listening to Getting Real with Real Estate with the Kempf Team. Have questions about real estate or something you'd like to discuss? Contact the Kemp team at 314-336-1926 or visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/thekempteam. Don't want to miss any episodes? Follow us on your favorite podcast app or YouTube. The Kemp Team. Real, honest real estate.